Let's roll.
Let's go. Right.
No. Arnold, get away from the board. Listen, until you take a class at Belmont or Vanderbilt, you're not touching the board. Get back. I'll do it live.
We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's.
It is Sizen, mayor of Sayulita, Mexico. Good to be here with you guys. I now live on the west side of Nashville. Going to move downtown very soon, or am I going to take over my mayoral duties in Mexico? That is TBD. Still married to Baser. She loves me very much. She is my señorita. Guys, over to you.
I thought you were trying to move out to the country.
It changes every time.
Every day?
Every day. And he just signed a year lease like 2 months ago, so he's very soon going to move in like 10 months, or did that year
get... thing called break a lease, buddy.
That's expensive.
No, it's not, because they give you 2 months free, so it ends up just all equaling out.
Oh, all right. Well, what do I know? What do I know? I don't know anything.
You don't know anything?
But I want to tell you about, I love scam artists.
Okay. I am one.
No.
Look, this is a bonehead that didn't make it on the big show.
No. I'm at the gas station the other day, right?
Bobby Bones no. Show. Bonehead. Sorry.
I'm at the gas station the other day, right? Filling up the tank.
Oh, yeah, getting gas?
Yeah, just... gas is going. Car rolls up next to me. And the guy rolls down the window. He's like, hey, man, I'm not from here. I'm on vacation. I got my daughter in the car. And,
oh, that routine.
And I love my wallet.
He's got his hands looking like trying to feel his wallet.
He's patting the pockets like, I lost my wallet, man. Mm-hmm. Can you help me out with some gas?
Hey, brother.
And I said,
you got a lot.
I said, oh, yeah. Where are you visiting from? And he said, Texas.
Oh, hey! Look at that.
What do you know? I'm from Texas. What city are you from? San Antonio.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. I was like, go Roadrunners. How about that? That football team undefeated. That's where I went to college. And he's like, okay. And I was like, where do you live in San Antonio? And he was like, I don't understand.
Well, he didn't understand what?
And I said, well, like, what highway? Is it 281? Are you 1604? Are you
65.
I-10? What highway do you live off of?
Toll road.
I don't understand.
Did he have an accent at that point?
And then he started having an accent.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I was like, do you live by SeaWorld?
Don't understand.
Do you live by Fiesta, Texas? Do you live by where the Spurs play? Go Spurs, go. And he's like, I don't understand.
That'd be the north side.
And I said,
35.
So you pick San Antonio. If you would have picked Dallas, okay, you know what?
You would have gotten away with it.
You would have gotten away with it.
No, but you wouldn't have given him money anyway.
Well, I knew it was a scam.
Do you ever give those dudes money?
No, never.
Look, here's the thing with those dudes. One, their kids are always in the car.
Where is
the car? Where are they? Show me. They can't show you that.
He was in the car.
Oh, the kid was in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Usually when it's at the grocery store and they're like, yeah, my kids are over there in the car. I'm like, well, where's the car? Oh, over there, man. Way over there.
Yes. No, he literally rolled up in the car with his daughter in the front seat. No.
What did he want?
He wanted me to get him gas, because he was out of gas. He didn't have his wallet.
So could you just move the pump over? And
I could have.
Is that what he wanted?
But no, he wanted, because he was at another, the pump is, you know how there's a pump on the front and this back. He was on the back side.
Do you want money or gas?
Right.
Here, let me wrap the nozzle around here. Help you out, buddy.
But it was just so funny. He picked, he could have said Houston, but I would have been able to name some parts of Houston. Dallas, I know nothing about. Don't have any connection to Dallas. So if he would have said Dallas, I could have been like, you know.
Do you live by the Cowboys Stadium?
I could have said that.
That's Arlington. He would have gotten your ass on that one.
But he wouldn't have known that.
Oh, that's true.
So you called him on
it. I called him on it, and he just all of a sudden, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. And I said, and so then his daughter starts trying to look at me, and I'm like, oh, how's it going? And he goes, she don't understand.
You're like, let me talk to her and see if she understands.
You're going
to
tell me she doesn't understand? Like, okay, cool. So I said, sorry, man, you don't know anything about San Antonio. You couldn't even name a single highway.
You told him that?
I said, I'm out.
You get confrontational.
Wow, Kirsten, I would have just said, sorry, man, I don't have any cash.
No, I tried to have a no, because I was at the gas pump. He saw me pay with credit card.
But here's I'm paying with Bitcoin. Sorry there. I'll see you later. But hang up and listen.
If somebody comes up to you guys and says, hey, I just need some gas, like honest to God, I just need some gas to get somewhere, wouldn't you guys just, all right, man, pull your truck up and I'll give you gas?
Well, you know the scam artists are so good now. They'll pull a car to the side of the road, have two gas cans, and be like, hey, can I just get a ride to get some gas?
And then they rob you.
Well, and I don't know, either they rob you or do they sell the gas? Because God knows what they're going to do with two gas cans of gas.
That's my point. Usually when they say, I need gas, and you actually give them the gas, that wasn't a lie.
Well,
they just want money.
Right. I think they go to the gas station and be like, can I just get 20? And then they act like they're going to get the gas, but then they just keep your 20.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it happens right next to me. There's a lady with her kid, just like Lunch says. Now they're bringing the kids out there, and that's when I feel bad.
Oh, I felt awful for the kid because...
No, she didn't understand.
She doesn't understand. No. But later in life, she's going to be like, my dad had me go with him all these times when he was just scamming people, like trying to scam. Like, I was the pawn in his scam, and she had no car seat. She was just bouncing around. It was just a weird situation. But the fact that he tried to say Texas and then he said San Antonio, and he had no, and once I started asking him questions about San Antonio, you could see his face go, uh-oh, I got nothing.
He might as well have just said he was a sports genius. Well, oh, are you really? Well, 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 let's have a debate.
Do you think the Titans are going to be the number one seed or the Chiefs?
Here we go.
We're not going to do that.
Here we go. Coach, there's an exit on the way to my house, and you exit it, but you have to do like a turnaround to kind of get off on the street or whatever. And when you go on that turnaround, it like loops around. It's surrounded by like tall, it's like they cut out cliffs.
Okay.
You know, so it's like surrounded by like just rock walls.
Yes.
So you can't see anything back there. For like 3 days in a row, the same dude in the same car with a hood popped up was acting like his car broke down on that turnaround. Dude, crazy. I'm like, this is nuts.
What does he get out of that?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I never stopped to ask, but I mean, all he needs is for someone to stop. Hey, man, my car broke down. All I need is a couple of dollars gas or whatever, and I got the tank. I'll just give me some cash and I'll go get it. I don't know what his story was. But I'm thinking 3 days in a row, no one's going to like say, hey, dude, you've been here for 3 days with the same shtick. Like, something's up.
Ed, I love that you said that because I'm not even kidding, not to give too many details of the exact geographical location, but right next to Costco, right there by Corner Pub.
Yeah.
Coach, the guy pulls off to the side of the road, but there's no side of the road. So he's kind of blocking the road. And then they're just waving down cars like, help us. And then maybe somebody pulls over, and then that's when they ask for money.
Yeah.
Because they realize that's where they're going to get the most traffic. If you're at a gas station, not as many people are pulling in. But when does a cop roll by and be like, okay, we know you're not broken. Try and start the car. Okay, it started. Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here. Point.
What do you need? You need a jump? Here, I'll get – oh, wait, it started right up. That's kind of crazy.
I mean, that is your go-to, right? Like, well, let me try it real quick. Oh, okay, start it up. I'm good.
What would you do if you needed money – I don't know if this is a good topic. How would you get money on the street? What is the thing that you would do?
Well, I'm telling you, when I worked news, we did an experiment.
I already know what I'd do.
We did an experiment where I was 19 years old.
No, I understand your experiment.
What was my experiment?
Where you stood out as a homeless dude.
I did, but boys, I made $10 an hour. Like, literally made $10 an hour panhandling on a street corner.
Right, but what Ray is saying is, let's just say you are out of gas and you don't have your wallet. How would you go about getting that money?
Okay.
Not like how would you earn a living.
I'm just saying $10 an hour wasn't bad.
Like, what is the best thing? The vehicle? Is it the gas cap? Is it, would you walk to Broadway and then play guitar? I think for Eddie,
I would love it.
Yeah, that would be probably how you would do it.
Just get a cheap guitar and just make some extra money?
For me, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm sitting, hiding in the ditch, and I'm having Bay go up top in a bikini top that's kind of shredded.
Well, but that's easy though. Like, you don't have her. It's just you.
Well, I mean, if I don't know, then I'm
going to
just
don't
talk.
Sell your body.
Then I'm going to talk my way to the people. Hey, listen, I guarantee you things are going to come up for me. I'll always remember you. This is good. I would talk my way through. A lot of these guys don't even have a pitch. The ones that just come up to my car at a stoplight with their hat and don't even say anything. I'm like, I'm going to just give you money. You haven't even given me your homeless pitch.
You haven't even told me your story.
Yeah, but the pitch, how many pitches are there?
There's only a lot of different pitches.
Not really.
Yeah.
Then why do people keep going with the, I'm out of gas, my kids are in the car?
because they're a different target market. A lot of them aren't smart. They're not smart. They learned it from someone else, and they're like, oh, that's what. But if you go and you try to sell someone a pen,
okay, Wolf of Wall Street.
All three of us are going to have a different.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody's going to have a different pitch. So there are numerous pitches.
Do not get on here and start quoting a dumb movie.
Mustard.
I wasn't quoting it. I just had it in my hand, and I was like, you're saying there's no different pitches. Well, all three of us would have a different pitch for this pen. So there has to be a different pitch. Like, come up with something.
I understand. Just no one is original.
I understand. Which I don't understand that.
Like, understand.
Like, they just hang around in a group and they're like, oh man, this works for me. I'm going to go try that. What I would do, I think my move is I see the guy that he's always at the dumpster after, like on Saturday mornings. And so all the beer cans and beer bottles get thrown out and he puts them in shopping carts and takes them to the recycle place to make money. But man, you have to get so many just to get like $5.
You're not going
to
make a lot of money.
You got to move to Michigan. You get 10 cents a can there.
Oh, well, I've always thought about those states, Coach. You look at the bottle, and some states more.
California's
more,
one.
Yeah.
Michigan, always one of them. So, yeah, after a party, it was always a fight who gets to take the cans because you get $30 back or 40. I mean, you get for every 24, I mean, that's $5, kind of.
Boys, I might do the blind man one. Okay, that seems fun.
That's just bad karma.
Okay. What is that? What's the blind man?
You act like you're blind.
Or what I was also thinking.
You're going to stand on the street corner and say you're blind?
You just run into someone. I'm sorry. I don't know where I'm going. You don't have any cash. You don't have any cash on you, dude. I'm just trying to get a bite to eat.
Or you got to go heartstrings. So I'm going to have a bottle in my hand, and I would have it about 1/100th of the way full. And as people are driving by, I would just put a little drop in my mouth, like, I need more water. And I'd act like it was tough. I'm not being able to. And if somebody gave me food, even if I wasn't eating it, I would stuff my face like I was starving to death. So the next car would see that.
It's like a savage.
Have you ever
coyote, like, eating his prey?
There's been times we roll out of Outback, or we got a lot of little fast food. I mean, barbecue, Jim and Nick's. You know, there's homeless people every stoplight. So
every stoplight.
We'll pull up. I'm guessing it's a lot of cities because you guys. A lot of people are going to relate to this. But me and Baser give them the takeout, and they just set it down. I'm like,
they don't want it.
Well, no, they don't want it, dude.
He wasn't that hungry.
Remember that time?
I mean, it's like in Chicago, dude. I was hungrier
than that dude 10 minutes ago.
I was leaving Geno's East in Chicago when I was a kid, and we were driving back to my grandma and grandpa's, and we pull up at the stoplight. We have a pizza and a half left, and there's a homeless dude. And it's like, we'll work for food, and we're like, Dad, give him the pizza. And he's like, he doesn't want the pizza. I'm like, Dad, that is so mean. That guy is starving out there. Give him the pizza. And my dad goes, he doesn't want. I was like, Dad, that is so. We're yelling at my dad. And so my dad goes, rolls down the window and goes, here, you want this? He goes, I don't want that.
Your dad was right.
And we're like, okay.
I gave this dude a sandwich one time. And he goes, I don't like ham. What is this? Ham? No, I don't want it.
I'm like, dude, what the crap?
We were leaving a record event. It was like a CMT thing, and they had a bunch of boxed lunches, and we tried to take them. And he goes, what's this crap? And just threw it in the trash. It was like, dude. Well, okay. I'm sorry. I tried to give you something to eat.
Dude, and in Mexico, they kind of play the same part, too. We were eating street tacos. We're sitting there at the table. Everybody would finish up. There was one, maybe two left, and Billy goes, he was the groom. I mean, everybody wants the groom to be the guy that gives the food away. He's helping the needy. And so he goes, guys, can I please have these last couple tacos? Yes, Billy, please. Please leave it to that lady. And he asked her, she was walking around panhandling. She had like quilts. She looked like she was exhausted. Yeah. She hadn't eaten in days. So, and Billy goes, would you please take this taco, have our food? And, no, I'm good. And then we got to thinking, we're like, well, actually, those quilts are like 40 a pop. She's probably making over $100 a day. She didn't need that taco. Of course she turned it down.
But here's the thing, boys. Let's not stop offering food because you may run into that one person that does want the taco.
That does want it.
You know what I mean? I know we've been burned a few times by the ham dude, the pizza guy,
the gas
and the taco
guy
lady.
That doesn't even know San Antonio.
Like, the taco lady all of a sudden stopped understanding what we were talking about when Billy offered her a taco.
Yeah, she knew exactly what you were saying. Yeah, but you never know, guys. You may find that one dude who's starving, hasn't eaten in 2 days, and he's going to be thankful.
Now, I want to. I don't know if the Packers are doing something that's genius.
Transition to a homeless football team.
No.
Well, speaking of looking homeless, Aaron Rodgers.
He does look homeless.
The Packers. You can now buy a stake in the Packers.
You've always been able to, right?
Well, no, they only offer it at certain times, and they haven't done it in a long time. So now they are selling stock.
How much?
$300 for one share.
That's not a bad.
I ain't buying stock, a bunch of anti-vaxxers.
Hey, would you?
It's only. That's what I'm asking you.
Would you?
What I
guys. Why don't we?
That's what I'm.
100 each.
Ray. Ass Baser.
Ray, tell her you're investing in a National Football League team.
Every time they lose, though, we lose money.
No, but they may win the Super Bowl, and then we make money, mother.
And then you sell the stock, right?
Real talk, though. How do we make money?
Here's the thing. This is why it could be either genius or really stupid. So you pay $300. This is only the 10th time they've done this.
Come on, guys.
$300 for one stock.
Okay. One share.
Yeah, coach, one share. Act like you've talked about stock.
Yeah, one share, not one stock.
Okay. Here's the only problem.
Nah, the Wall Street Journal.
Hi there. I would like to buy my stock. Hello, Wall Street. Is the opening bell happened?
Now, this is going to be on something called Nasdaq. Or Nasdaq.
Nizwai? Oh, New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Nasdaq.
Forgive my ignorance. Let's buy, boys, and sell. That's how you do it.
Sorry.
Trade.
You're right. I don't talk stocks and bonds.
I don't know. We can tell, Coach.
Exactly. I'm not one of those people. I tell you, boys,
buy, sell, buy low, sell high. Now, that's the motto.
They ring something called a bell or something. And that's the Liberty Bell. Yeah, that's when it all ends for the day.
What do you mean you can't buy a stock after 3:30? What is this?
So here's the deal. How do we make money? They're going to raise $90 million by selling this stock.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
The only problem is it's absolutely worthless.
Oh.
Why?
You are a part owner of the team.
Love it. Which
is cool to brag about. Tell your friends, hey, I own part of the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you're going to get.
They don't appreciate something in value.
They can't be traded, and they won't pay out any dividends. Also, buying a share doesn't even mean you'll get to have input on the team's decision-making process.
That makes sense.
Hello, I'd like to talk about Aaron. Right.
Just once a year.
Hello, my name is Lunchbox. I'm the sports penis, and I'm a shareholder. I would like to say I don't think we should start Aaron Rodgers anymore.
And I have been immunized.
Can you imagine everyone in the town hall just throws shit at him?
Really?
Sit down.
But, I mean, so you're paying.
I mean, look at his hair. Are you kidding me? Sit his ass down.
$300 just to say you're an owner of the Packers.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But you have no value. You get invited to a meeting once a year if you want to go.
That's stupid, but if it were the Cowboys, I would think about it. Just to be, you know, just to kind of have
just to say you own it.
You probably get a certificate.
Probably, but we could own it. We could say we own part of the Packers.
I don't want to own part of the Packers. Ray?
The fact that they're getting cheesehead people to fall for this is shocking. But, boys, that's not where we want to put our money.
They're going to make $90 million because they're going to sell out because people are going to buy it.
Well, yeah, it's a talking point. But you guys ever been to Green Bay?
No.
Most depressing city I've ever been
really?
To.
Really? It looks depressing.
Oh, you don't – I mean, there's no – this football stadium, epic. Holy crap. You want to feel – because I go in Titan Stadium, I don't even get goosebumps. You go to Lambeau – your hair on your arm stand up.
Because it's so loud and cool.
Dude, and if you're into football like a guy, you pop a boner, baby.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I got a python I'm dealing with. I'll be in the game in a minute. See you in the second quarter. Guys, it's cool as hell. And you park in like people's driveways.
Yeah, right down the street.
Yeah, there's no football parking. So you're like in some guy will rent out his entire yard and make like $1,000 on game day. But you like tear up his plants. Like one time my dad ran over a guy's tree. I was like, Dad, keep going. He'll see it in the spring.
That's what Ashley White does. That's how she makes her money.
She lets people park in her house?
Yeah, so they can go to Lambeau because she lives right down the street from Lambeau.
But there's no bar life. It's just a couple gas stations. It's a community. And then they must go to like where there's maybe a couple industrial parts. But the stadium's just out next to nothing.
What's the city like? Because you're right. All we see is the stadium area and the little neighborhood that it's in. But what's the actual downtown like?
I'm hoping you're going to give an accurate description like you described Detroit.
I will say this. I was underage, so it's all about the tailgating. I don't remember people going to bars. I was like 18. I don't think I could get into one, but there was never talk of going to bars. You bring a grill, you tailgate the entire day, you go to the game, you drink crap.
So if there's not a parking lot, where do you tailgate? In these people's yards?
There is somewhat of a parking lot. I've seen it in the aerial view.
So, yes, you can't just, like, cook up food in people's yards, but when I went with my one boys, you park in business, you know, kind of like at other stadiums.
Okay.
Coach, the people that own the house don't invite you in to, like, just chill in their backyard?
No, some of them, that's what they do. That's their pitch. You use the restrooms. And like it's just everybody's partying. They'll allow you
no
to use the
chance.
Rest.
No
I'm dead
chance.
Serious. Sometimes they'll have a sign that it says restrooms for use. So then you'd want to be more prone to buy a parking spot there.
Okay.
That's fun. Now, do you want to be a part owner of that for $300?
No.
But that's what I'm saying. Those people can be tricked because these are people that are obsessed with the Packers. When it's not Packers season, I can't even imagine what that city's like.
There's a parking lot.
Oh, there's a parking lot. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's the neighborhood. Ashley White lives right there. You see
what's her name?
Ashley White.
Mm-hmm.
See the second house on the left?
Oh, right there. There it is.
There it is.
Right on Shadow
and
Lane.
And Lambeau doesn't have seats. You sit on a bench.
Oh,
it's all bleachers?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
As an older person, that's terrible.
Coach, So like Little League, the field that my kids play at, there's only one set of bleachers, right? And then I think most parents just got smart because bleachers hurt your butt. They bring their own folding chairs.
Yes.
Like you see those parents come out and you're like, all right, they know what they're doing. They brought their own folding chairs or whatever.
They got a Yeti cooler.
Coach, they got the Yeti cup with a little ice and.
Oh, yeah, drinking water, trying to rehydrate. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you got in there. You got a White Claw.
Exactly. But so, you know, I never take my chair. Coach, after 30 minutes on that bleacher, my butt hurts. Like, I got to get up, stretch a little bit. So how am I going to go to a Packers game for 3 hours?
3 hours, that's short term. That 3.5-4 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Let's be real.
Well, I didn't know that, Coach.
Yeah.
And then you got someone's knees in your back. Like, I mean, that's terrible.
It is a tight fit. I will tell you, you're going to be the person that sits next to you if it's not the seats that you purchased. You're going to get real close with them. You're touching them the entire game.
Now, is this where the first Super Bowl was, like, or is there anything historical about
Lambeau Field? Yeah, it's been there a long time, and this $90 million that they're raising is going to go to construction costs to keep it up.
And it's also the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field,
all because of that Cowboys-Packers game, right?
Yeah,
the Ice Bowl.
Now, and it's really cold there sometimes, and they
and I hope they're in the playoffs. They're going to get in.
They're in the playoffs.
Yeah. So
no, they're not in the playoffs. Sorry. don't say that.
Not.
They may not. They may lose 10 in a row.
And then Ray said about around Lambeau, there's really nothing. I see a brewery right here.
Okay.
Must be new.
A nice restaurant called Tavern in the Sky.
That's a good one.
Hinterland Brewery.
Oh, so there's a lot of breweries.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of bars right here across the street.
But I didn't think people went to bars before the game.
No. 46 Below Bar and Grill.
Hey, yeah. That one's probably pretty accurate. What I will say is I'm glad when Packers are in the playoffs because you get the snow games. Those are you don't get any better than that. You warm up. You got your chick pours you a hottie toddy. You're watching the game on a Sunday afternoon. Unless you got to work for the big show.
You can't do anything. Oh, Coach, there's your gas station.
Exactly.
3 blocks down the road.
I told you.
There it is.
There was a gas station by there. Do you see any signs? Park here. You can use our restroom.
Right.
No, it doesn't zoom in that far.
All right.
Oh, now, the man in the arena with Tom Brady. Excited, not excited, don't care.
The what?
It's a documentary series.
Oh, I saw the preview.
Yes.
I care. I care only because I want to watch this with my kids. It's something that kind of explains Tom Brady. And I mean, from the preview I saw, it's him and Bledsoe and the whole takeover at that point. So it seems like it's going to start there and then end up, you know, all the way to Tampa Bay.
I believe it's every Super Bowl season. It's like a recap of that season. And so you get to hear from Tom Brady and maybe teammates about what went on, the journey.
I love it.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Possible ask a dumb question. Were they filming back then, or is it just old footage you're using from games and stuff?
That's a great question.
Coach, I don't think they were filming with the intent of putting a documentary out.
Right, because I don't think they knew that Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like, usually you look back and you're like, damn, we have footage of this guy. We didn't know he was going to be amazing. Or else they would film every player hoping they turned into a star.
Yeah, and that would be a lot of film.
Well, there is another documentary that I know Eddie's looking forward to. The Elvis one.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't know about it?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe the Beatles one?
Yeah. No, it's Elvis because some girl I follow, she goes, I wish they would have picked me as Priscilla Presley, but I'll still watch this.
I mean, anything on Elvis sounds good. There's one about Elvis, and it's all about his trip to the White House. This is how crazy. I don't know if it's a it's a documentary, but they actually made a movie out of it, too.
Everybody loves Elvis.
But here's the thing. He was so ridiculous that he went to the White House and he told them, he's like, hey, I need an appointment with the president, President Nixon at the time. And they're like, why? And like, just trust me, I need to get in and talk to the president. And so they're like, okay, fine. They set up an appointment. He shows up and he hounds President Nixon for a CIA badge, I think. All he wants is either a CIA or FBI or DEA badge, something like that.
Why the hell does he want a badge?
Because he wants to be officially part of that agency. And so the president's like, oh, Elvis, you know, people work hard to get these things. You know, there's a whole protocol to get this. What are you talking about? Mr. President's like, I need this badge. I want to be part of the DEA. And so, like, the whole documentary is about how he tried so hard to get this badge. And then the president's like, well, I guess I can get some good press out of it because kids love Elvis. If I show that I'm Elvis's friend, then they'll reelect me. And so it ended up being a whole, like, trade thing. So he got reelected, and Elvis got his badge.
So Elvis is part of the CIA?
Like, he had a badge. And I think he wanted it just so you can show people, like, yeah, look at me. I'm part of the CIA.
Ah, great. I think it's a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Priscilla
hilarious.
Presley really offers fun. Major updates on Netflix's Elvis show. Priscilla Presley assured fans last week that the animated Netflix series Agent King. Ah, crap. It's a cartoon.
Okay, Coach. Thank you, Coach.
Are my you looking forward boys. To that, Eddie?
Not really. No.
I thought anything Elvis, man.
No, man. I love Elvis, but that one doesn't sound good, Coach.
Ah, great. My wife.
There was a Beatles one that I saw. The guy
hold
that
on,
does.
Hey, listen.
Doing the podcast.
Talk to her. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, yeah, squirrel.
It's live. It's always live. You know the motto. We'll do it live.
Okay, well, never mind.
Hey, Bae, how answer? Was Mexico?
Hey, how was Mexico? The guys are asking.
It was interesting.
Well, we'll anything elaborate. More than one word that's very ambiguous?
Nothing I can say on air. Okay, bye.
We're not on air. It's a podcast.
Oh, whatever.
She's
okay,
on my
bye.
Instagram right now.
Okay, so and
goodbye,
Amy's Amy's also filming on her phone, so you're being recorded in every way, shape, and form.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Okay, thanks for being part of media.
I just text you. I was going to ask you about something later.
Oh, what do you want to talk about? What he was going to wear?
How much later?
Bye.
Oh. She didn't like that. See, and that's exactly what my wife never calls.
Will your wife watch the Tom Brady documentary? Will she sit down and watch that?
No, but the kids will. 100% the kids would want to watch it.
I'm interested. I want to watch it. I think it's going to be awesome because Tom Brady is awesome. And I hope you get to see teammates. And I wonder if it's going to be portrayed like Michael Jordan's, where he was the only one that could do right. And everybody
oh,
else.
Watch that one. The Last Dance, Coach, came out 2 years ago.
Hey, The Last Dance, Ray was like, oh, I need to watch that. Hey, dude, it's
Coach,
long
you
gone.
You missed your last chance, Coach. Thing's over.
Like, it is so freaking good.
I got to check The Last Dance out.
Yeah, you might want to check. Hey, you know what else you should check out? Malice in the Palace.
Coach, you should also check out, you ever seen Forrest Gump?
Okay.
Did you watch Malice too. In the Palace?
Yeah, I've seen Malice. Oh, no, I never saw the documentary about Malice in the Palace. Is it too late?
No, it's not too late.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It's very interesting.
I'll be honest with you, though. I don't like the days of when Drew Bledsoe got booted. I mean, that hurt me because I was a Montana fan. Love Joe Montana. Like your brother. I mean, dude, we're all that age.
Yeah.
Like, when we started being interested in football, Montana was
What age is
king.
That, Coach?
Coach, we're all in our 40s.
Wow.
And when Montana was king then, dude. So if you were in middle school or elementary school at that time, Montana was king,
that
right?
That was it. He hung the moon.
So when he retired, I mean, I was like, well, I mean, what do I do? Like, Bledsoe was on his way up. Bledsoe was the man. So I'm like, let's go Bledsoe. And then, dude, the rest is history. But that stings a little bit. And I feel bad for Bledsoe. So I hope that first episode is not too, like, cringeworthy.
And I see the moon. I think of Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Do you guys You guys know what Bledsoe's doing now?
I have no idea what Bledsoe's doing.
Flipping burgers.
No, he's a wine guy.
Yeah. He owns a vineyard.
A lot of them get in. I mean,
Coach, I mean, this is all he does. He's so into it, and it's actually pretty big. Like, you can find his wine at Kroger.
Is it good?
I've never had it. I think it's really expensive.
Oh.
I don't pay $100 for wine. Like, the most I ever paid for wine is $40, and it was damn good. Damn good.
I wonder, like, how Drew Bledsoe feels about it. I hope he is
Coach,
candid and talks about, like, how.
There's a, is it Football Life, maybe?
I don't know.
I mean, I think there's something, like, maybe it's a Football Life with Drew Bledsoe. And he talks about how, you know, it was unfortunate, but he isn't mad at Tom. Like, Tom was just in the right place at the right time. He knew Tom was that good. He knew that Tom was capable of being the GOAT. And it was a lot of pressure on him having Tom behind him because he knew that as soon as he screwed up, Tom was there to take his job. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh, Cabernet Sauvignon.
I
looking it up, Coach? What's it called?
For former NFL quarterback Drew Bledsoe, his field of dreams always extended way beyond the stadium turf.
Well, Tom Brady
all
did that.
The way back to the Walla Walla Valley.
Walla Walla Valley.
It is called Doubleback.
That's it.
What does Doubleback mean?
Coach, he didn't just he wasn't just a quarterback. He's a Doubleback.
Yeah, he's a Doubleback.
Come on, Coach.
Like, I look at, like, Jay Williams, Jason Williams, the point guard from
ESPN
Duke.
ESPN guy.
He does now mornings on ESPN Radio. He was up-and-coming stud. I think he won Rookie of the Year, and then he got in a motorcycle accident, ripped up his knee, and never was able to play again.
He's going to be the next Jordan.
So I wonder if he sits...
But Drew went to the Super Bowl. Like, Drew played.
Right.
And he made it to certain levels. It's not like he was awesome in college, went to the pros. He wasn't Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson got a terrible deal. You know what I mean? Like, Drew Bledsoe went to the freaking Super Bowl. He was a good quarterback. He just got hurt at the wrong time.
But how many times a day does Jay Will sit there and go, damn, I'm an idiot? Does he do it every day? Has it been 15 years where he's like, I'm over it?
There's no way that you can get out of bed every day if you keep thinking about it. There's no way. You have to just move past that crap.
How do you move? But that's the crazy part. How do you move past that?
Jay Will's
go ahead.
Tagging a chick that's a Fox girl. So he's got a little hottie into it.
Hey, I'm sure that helps.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Megan Fox?
NFL Fox. NFL Fox.
Ponder?
Girl.
No, Ponder's married.
There it is.
I know.
Carissa Thompson.
Oh, really? That's his chick?
Yeah. Guys, I'm trying to get us a bottle of Doubleback so we can taste test it.
Order it.
Apparently, you got to join an allocation member wait list. You can't even get one of these.
Do you get a Bledsoe autograph? I'm in.
The truest expression of our best estate, Walla Walla Vineyards, has a wait list for Doubleback.
Coach, I saw Doubleback at Kroger. I mean, I can just pick one up today.
Well, tell him we want to join the wait list. The guy will be like, it's right there. Just grab one.
How much is it, Coach?
The one place said on Google it was like $55.
Oh, I'd buy that.
You bet just to have Drew Bledsoe. Would you drink it or would you just want to have it so you have Drew Bledsoe?
No, I would
drink
it.
Okay, so the Doubleback is $120.
Okay, see, I'm out.
The Bledsoe Family Winery might not be the same Doubleback. It's like $60. But yeah, you're looking $120.
Yeesh, it's a little steep.
To get Doubleback.
You can go to Walla Walla and, like, you know, tour the vineyard or whatever and had some wine tasting. That was all in that documentary, too.
Coach, you can do that with every vineyard.
Yeah, any vineyard, you can do that. Like, it's crazy how they do that. Like, okay, you can go to Napa. You can go to Napa Valley and, like.
Is Bledsoe going to be there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is Bledsoe automatically going to be there?
There's a chance that he is. He could be.
But he could be in Napa tasting the competition.
No.
People don't taste the competition?
No, it's like, what's his name? Coach, what's the one your wife goes to here?
Aaron Tippin.
Oh, Maxwell Aesthetics.
No. No, the vineyard.
Oh!
What?
Arrington, right? Is that what it's called? Where the girls go?
LeVar Arrington?
God dang, forget it.
Arrington.
Yeah, who owns that? It's like the Brooks and Dunn dude. You go there, you have a good chance of Brooks and Dunn dude being
a good chance.
Good chance.
Like, what's a good chance? Like 3% chance?
Maybe one day out of the week.
Oh, you're right, Coach. Holy crap. Co-owned by country music artist Kix Brooks.
See?
That's so it's just like going to FGL House. You have a chance of seeing them at the FGL House.
Nah, those guys never go to the bar. No chance.
And also, the one place I'm trying to avoid, I'll go to a mall. I'll go walk a park. But I ain't going to no vineyard. And I've avoided it for 8 years.
Coach, have you ever been to that vineyard on a Sunday afternoon?
Talking about.
It's a great scenery. And I'm not talking about the landscape.
Hey, it's as nice as Target, Coach. You ever been to Whole Foods, Coach, at noon? Come on. Same thing, Coach. Same
honey,
crowd.
Honey, it's noon. I'm heading to Publix. See you in an hour.
Now, Publix is older crowd.
No, not Publix.
Publix is older crowd.
Target
man.
Or Whole Foods?
That's it. Whole Foods is where it's at. Noon on a weekday. That is prime time shopping.
You guys want to do lunch there after this?
You know what? Yeah, Friday noon. I think that's a good idea. I think that works for me, right?
Hey, our wives, are you going to Whole Foods again?
Yeah, they got a great salad bar.
Dude, and I swear to God, everybody at Target dressed the exact same.
Oh, my
yoga
gosh.
Pants and a crop top. I'm like, all right. I mean, good God, can somebody dress different than that? Yoga pants straight up your ass? How am I supposed to not look at that?
It's hard.
I'm trying to look away. I'm sorry.
It's not easy.
Why you put sunglasses on, man? Even indoors.
Because you're running into displays and everything.
Even in the produce aisle?
Hey, that's Eddie's blind man routine. Oh, sorry about that, girl. I'm blind. I'm blind. You got any money? You got any money? That's where you do that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Now, Eddie, are we coming over to your house for the Cowboys?
No, nobody. Nope. I'm shutting my house down. This is going to be a high-stress situation for the first half.
Coach, if you're treating this game like that, I can't wait to your first round of the playoff exit.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach, it's truly the biggest challenge that the Cowboys have had this year. So, I mean, this is – I think we're going to see – we're going to find out a lot. Coach, the way they've been playing, if they're not going to do the whole Denver Broncos routine where, like, they act like they can't catch a ball – look, if we can play, the Cowboys can play like they've done.
Well, CeeDee Lamb going to be back?
Yeah, he's not out. I mean, Michael Gallup is back. Guys, we are at full strength. Our offense is explosive. Screw the Kansas City Chiefs. We look better every game. And, I mean, look, it's the NFL, so you can't say we played crappy teams. Look, defenses are defenses. They all do their homework. They all try to stop the Cowboys. They can't do it. With two good running backs like we have, with four receivers that are all awesome, two tight ends, and a quarterback that can throw dimes. Coach, they can't stop the Cowboys.
Any dimes.
They cannot stop the Cowboys. It's our defense.
You watch the NFL called the flip-flop league. One week, you think your team's Super Bowl
exactly.
Well, I know. That's what happened with the Broncos.
Coach,
I get it.
Week one, Titans and Cardinals, we had a watch party. I've said it a million times. I put on the Sizzin jersey that our own Sore Losers Nation got me. I've never been so depressed by a team. I was like, good God, this season's going to be memorable. Now people are saying the Titans are a favorite to win the Super Bowl.
No, no one's saying that.
You said that?
No, local, I did not.
Local paper.
Brother Pitts.
I said they were the favorite to be the number one seed going into the playoffs. I didn't say anything about winning the Super Bowl. I'm just telling you. What?
What?
Huh? Who?
Is brother coming in again today? So you're going to apologize?
There's no chance. No chance. We can't do that all
we
over
ended
again.
On a bad way.
No, we didn't end in a bad way. And then afterwards, he's like, see, sometimes as the teacher, you have to teach your student. And I'm like,
this is what I don't understand.
Karate Kid?
Wax on, wax off. Look.
Danielson. Dude, I used to love Karate Kid.
Hell yeah, it's legit.
So good.
You need to show your kids that when they're old enough to understand a good movie.
Yes, I do.
It's awesome to watch kids.
Yeah, because my kids don't understand movies yet. Yeah.
This is what I don't understand about you and Pitts and all that situation. You guys argue for 30 minutes. After the podcast is over, people don't hear this. We stop recording and you go, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was a terrible podcast.
We should have stayed recording then.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't say sorry.
Yeah, you do. You apologize to me and Ray.
I say, oh, that may have been a terrible podcast. But I don't know.
You apologize.
I saved it with the Mexican story.
And
Mexico
that's nice
stories.
Of you.
Yeah, you did.
But what I don't understand is while you are fighting with Pitts in that 30-minute time span, why can't you just pull the emotions out and just be like, all right, we're done. We're not getting anywhere. Instead, you guys ping-pong back and forth about the same crap over and over and over.
Are you good at ping-pong?
No.
Okay. I like ping-pong.
Why can't you just do that? Why can't you just say, like, all right, you know what? Let's stop. We're done arguing.
I don't know.
You continue to argue for 30 minutes.
I don't know.
That's good sports radio.
I don't know why I do. I get emotionally invested, and I want to prove my point, and I know my argument is right and correct, and so I'm stubborn, and I don't want to let it go, but
I'm all about an argument. People make good points and you move on. Yes. I used to intern for a sports show. They would get in heated ass arguments every single segment of this show. And then during the commercial break, oh man, you want McDonald's? Are you doing good? Yeah, let's get McDonald's. Let's do it, baby. Oh, dude, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I'm just playing devil's advocate. But I'm like, what? You guys just yelled at each other for 10 minutes straight. But I will say when Pitts and Lunch yell at each other, it's real deal, and Pitts takes it home with him.
Pitts usually just packs up and leaves. Like, I left, and K-Dog was like, dude, what happened in there? Pitts just grabbed all his stuff and left.
And then the security guy wanted the update the next day. He said, so what was the fight? And I broke it down as best I could. I said, Lunch is super confident the Chiefs will not be the number one seed. Obviously, Pitts thinks they have a chance. Lunch is so confident they won't. So Pitts said, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and bet it? And Lunch said no, and Pitts said, then you don't believe what you're saying.
And that's where you're wrong, because I did offer him $100
bet. And I'll
bet.
Hang up and listen.
You're going to do what instead
no,
of listen?
No, I did offer him $100 bet, and he didn't want to take it. He was not interested in the bet, so I did put my money where my mouth is, and that's where I get frustrated. If you're going to argue something and you're so passionate about it, and then you say put your money where your mouth is, and then you do, but then the other person doesn't want to bet, it's like, well, then you're not really believing your argument. You're just arguing to argue. But
I zoned out at that point. Eddie, so did you – hey, did exactly. Tell me this.
But who cares?
Did you and Pitts make the bet?
Yeah. $100. $100. Straight up money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the payment going to happen on Monday?
We have to.
I don't know.
And I want it.
Here's the problem.
Oh, he doesn't come in on Mondays.
Pre-record,
if the Cowboys win, you know Pitts is not going to want to be on the podcast.
But he's going to pay up, and he will be on the podcast.
Yeah, we can at least get him on the phone from his cave.
I want a crisp $100 bill for
Venmo,
him.
Venmo, coach. It's
I don't
all
want,
virtual.
No, I don't want Venmo. I want
pesos. He'll money exchange with Ray and give you pesos.
Okay. I'll take uranium.
Coach, if you go through me, it's got to be pesos, boys. I still got some of those left over.
Raymundo.
A little bit of good news to come out of this week. My dad had surgery on his other eye, got the Cadillacs out.
Yeah.
So
time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
You're on.
My dad had been having vision problems, and it's hard to see at night driving-wise, and so he stopped driving at night and just finally went and got his eyes looked at, and he had Cadillacs in them. And so they
Cataracts.
Did. Cadillacs, that's what I said. And he had it out. He had the one eye done last week, and then this week he had the second eye and 20/20 vision. He said it's unbelievable.
Do you know why they do one eye at a time?
Because if they mess up, you don't want to be blind in both eyes. They told him that because he was like, yeah, I'm doing one eye. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just do both eyes? He goes, well, that way if they mess up. And what was crazy is the first time it took like 20 minutes. My mom's like, take a picture. Here he is sitting in a bed. Here we're done. Second time, and 2 hours later, I text my mom, anything? She goes, I'm still waiting out here. And I'm like, well, what the heck? 4 hours later, nothing from my mom. So I finally call. My dad goes, oh, yeah, I just woke up from my nap. We're at home. I'm like, what happened to the text? He goes, my mom and I aren't very good at that. We're not very good at letting you know. So congrats to my dad.
Yeah.
He got the Cadillacs out, and he's feeling good. Look, and says life is totally different with the vision. Like, he goes, it's unbelievable.
No, it helps to see what's in front of you when you're driving.
Yeah, your mom better give him a little visual, too, see on what he was missing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You want her to get naked?
Yeah, those puppies in 3D, Bubba.
Where at? I'll be there.
Vegas.
Shut up. Hey, is your mom coming to Vegas?
I don't know. I mean,
my wife's coming.
Yeah,
heard rumors of otherwise.
Maybe, but coach, well,
here's the thing.
What?
I texted the boss 2 days ago.
Your mom?
No, like the boss here.
Oh,
like the one that's supposed to be.
Like the boss.
Yeah. Any news?
The one.
Hey, any news? You question, got, question, 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 question mark. Nothing.
You guys drinking?
So
you
then,
drinking.
2 days later, I text him again. Any news? Question, 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 question. Vegas?
Mean?
Question, question, question,
news?
Question. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm watching the news.
Like, should I call him right now?
No.
CNN or Fox News?
Should I call him?
I don't know. You tell me what's new.
No. So I don't know. My mom, I mean.
But here's what you said the other day. Didn't you say MLK weekend?
Coach, he's been saying that for 2 weeks.
Yes, but I mean, Ray, there's nothing official. Like, we haven't.
I feel stupid. I already bought my tickets.
Who are you blaming for it? I don't know
what
to
do. Not you, but you're the one that gave us the date.
Guys, is it weird when we go to Vegas? Nah, I'm not even going to say it. Don't even want to say it.
What?
Don't even want to say it.
Well, what are you thinking?
Is it weird when we go to Vegas?
Yeah,
Alonzo Gomez won't be there.
Let's see if we can fill in the blank.
No, you don't want to on this one.
Is it weird? Oh, you said, how did you say it? Is it weird?
Hawaii Boulevard, Paradise Boulevard. Is that weird?
What?
I don't know.
Is it weird when we go to Vegas?
That I want to go pay my respects?
Okay.
Oh.
Not being funny.
No. You just want... Okay,
good. No, because a lady did lose her life and the dog died. To pay my respects, but also I would just be curious to see this street this mother was driving 156 miles down
hour. You're right. You shouldn't have said it.
You're telling me there ain't tourists driving by that right now?
No.
I mean, you went where OJ.
No.
No, Amy did.
Amy did. I went to Johnny Cash's gravesite.
Oh, I went Versace where he got killed on the steps in Miami.
Oh, I drove by where Tupac got shot.
Well, that's in Vegas. That's every...
So?
I
went there, so maybe it's not so bad.
Oh, man.
Hey, I went where Martin Luther King got shot.
Did you, Selma?
Yeah. No, Coach. Selma. It's in Memphis.
Is it really?
Yes. Stupid, man. What's wrong with
Coach,
you?
Give us a Vegas update.
What? I don't know where you leave this.
Can you bleep that long?
Coach, give us a Vegas update.
I just did. I told you, I've texted the boss.
Coach, that's the whole bit. That's what he just did.
What update do you want?
Do you want me to call him?
Do you really I'm going to call Selma?
Him. No, because he won't want us to record it. Don't.
Selma, really?
I'm just going to call him.
And he's not going to be able to hear. You're not going to be able to tell him what we're saying.
It's like when you were talking to your wife. Did you hear this guy trying to talk to your wife?
No, hey, Laura, quit. Okay, she can't hear you. It's a telephone and a microphone.
I'm just going to call him, and I'll just relay what's
going on. Coach, he's going to kill you.
He's not going to answer.
He has real problems.
Good morning. What time is it?
There's going to be no answer.
Give me a second. Yeah, what's up? What?
Voicemail.
He put you to voicemail. Good.
So, yeah,
gosh.
I have no update about Vegas, man. I have no update. I have nothing. Okay. Nothing.
55 minutes.
So, whatever. Let's go.
What is this?
Fetty Wap. We had to change it out after Travis Scott fiasco.
Yeah.
We had to go with a different audio clip.
Dude, I had a buddy that was there.
Are you? Oh, at Astroworld?
Yes, he's a photographer. And
what'd
like,
he say? Tell us.
Well, I haven't talked to him, but I follow him on Instagram, a dude I went to high school with, and he was just like, very sad night. He's like, I appreciate all the texts from people, but I just don't want to talk about it right now. And
so did you text him?
No.
Oh.
I mean, when's the right time to text him? I do want to say, hey, man, glad you're safe. Like, pretty crazy you were there.
Well, because you know everybody's going to have that feeling, the overwhelming, I should have done more.
Yeah. Well, it really? Yeah. I don't know.
I would think that. I'd be like, man, I mean, I could have just at least grabbed one person when I saw
I don't know if you can. If you're a camera person, you're either
in the front
or you're up on a little
I'm telling you,
platform. He's a camera, like,
pictures.
Gotcha.
I mean, in his message, he did say, like, I saw some terrible stuff. So, I mean, he was in it, I guess. I don't know. I'll probably call him next couple of days.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, I don't.
I mean, we went from happy about the Cadillacs, and then we go to this.
Well, it's Ray. Ray wanted to do his sightseeing in Vegas in a very strange place.
Well.
There, he's calling.
Oh, he's calling.
Yeah. Play that clip.
Yo. I'm great. How are you? Don't hate me.
Okay.
Is Vegas happening?
You mean Nevada?
Are you talking about paradise?
You're talking about Vegas.
You know Vegas is in paradise, the city.
So we got it booked up, but it's Vegas, Texas.
Oh, you were talking Vegas?
All right, hey, he's writing stuff down.
Okay.
It says night.
Great.
He wrote the word night down.
He gave you the hand.
And he told me to shut up.
So what he's scribbling down is going to be an official announcement.
Coach, he just wrote the word girl down. This is getting better and better. He just wrote down $50.
Coach, are you talking at all?
He's listening, Coach. He's writing down another word.
Fun.
Black. Jack.
Perfect.
Okay, and how much do you think that'll be?
Oh,
whoa.
He's writing another word now.
Yeah.
Beer.
I mean, everything has the makings for a good time.
So far, it sounds like it's going good.
Oh, he wrote down football.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
It is okay. NFL playoff time.
So you think it is. You think like 200 extra, 300 extra?
Extra what?
What?
I mean, then now the conversation's going south.
Oh, okay.
He wrote down $100.
$100?
Coach, that's the buy-in? Oh, $100 a game. I'm down. Okay.
Chicken sandwich. Oh, is that a Chick-fil-A order?
Oh, nice. Catered?
Mimosas?
Can we get some of those grilled nuggets?
Okay. All right. All right, Rick.
Oh!
What are you looking at?
You guys care if I roll with? You need someone to go with.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I know we're annoying. We're super annoying on this.
Nah, I just don't say we. I haven't done crap.
You guys are pussies. Come to the club.
Coach, bleep that, Coach. Come on. So you guys are staying at Deja Vu. Is that cool?
Awesome.
Dude, our wives are coming.
There's a million hotels as well.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. All right. I'll look forward to your call tomorrow. You guys and want we to go can, to Golden
another call tomorrow. Here we go. Can we tell him? Can we tell our listeners something? Ask him that.
Well, tell him to draw a line so he knows it's day two of his notes.
Yes. It's all jumbled here. Girls, beer, Chick-fil-A, and all that's football. All in one note. Football.
Okay. Sounds good.
Blackjack.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. Does he have something for us?
Coach, give the listeners what they want. Let me hit
Coach.
The clip.
I saw all
you
your
go,
notes.
Coach. You Let's go. You're live, Coach.
Okay. This is what's going down. By the end of business today, he just got off the phone with the hotel.
Coincidentally. Okay.
EOB.
He just got off the phone with the hotel right now.
Did you just repeat yourself?
Yes, Coach.
Because you guys are saying
coincidentally, Coach, really, out of all the hours in the day, right now, the one time you called him, he just got off the phone.
That's
this is what I tell my wife whenever I'm like, one more beer, it's a promise. I just ordered my last beer, Coach. Right. I'm like 5-deep.
Coach, will he trick lunch?
Oh, you just got off the phone? Awesome. Well, wait, look at that timing. Next, go ahead.
That's why he could not click over when I called.
Mm-hmm. Got you getting fooled. Go ahead.
So the hotel is going to email the code over today.
Okay.
That people need to enter because there is going to be a section of rooms that are sore losers only. So that way all the sore losers people are in the same section of the hotel.
Have we announced this hotel?
It is going to be the Westgate Las Vegas.
For sure, yeah! For sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure,
for sure. For sure, let's go, baby.
But you don't want to book rooms yet until we have the code because it's discounted.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
And it's in a group of rooms that they have set aside for sore losers.
Okay, so wait. Idiots, losers, listen to me. Everyone listen to the podcast.
Turn the music off, Arnold.
Don't be stupid. Don't try to get ahead and guess the code. Look, is it going to be like a
possible
no,
for it
to they be, give it to us. We don't come up
right,
with it.
Right. So, because you know Alonzo and everyone's trying to guess like, oh, Coach.
No, Alonzo
maybe
said
Aruba.
He's out. Perry Holcomb said he's out. I mean, we've been losing people.
And I promise you, the code is not 69-69.
Chris Pixley said he was out.
No, he
said he couldn't
lives
drive down.
There.
What about Brady?
Brady said he's got family in town that weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
You know Locks is in.
But Weed Bomber, he said he'll be there. Just pick him up at the dispensary.
Is Danny going? Danny and Mario?
Yeah, they're going.
Okay.
And my friends from El Paso that I met at iHeart Festival, they said they were in. They better still be in.
Rolo and Tex, are they going?
Rolo in Dallas?
Dallas.
No, the ones we play golf with, they're not going.
Okay.
But Coach, so listen.
You're not going to get the reference. Are your friends from El Paso, are they the ones giving each other handies up on that rock that one time a college football game was in El Paso?
No, that was not them. They didn't live there then. They moved from Austin to El Paso recently.
If you don't know what I'm talking about,
Google the
YouTube
game on the rocks.
Hand job UTEP.
Hilarious.
Yep. It's hilarious. Anyway, so we are going to have
a code by tomorrow or today.
Well, he's going to have it by today. So on Monday, we will be able to tell you the code.
Are you tweeting it out?
No. It'll be on the pod on Monday. Or wait, you think we should tweet it out?
I don't know. We should think about this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the insiders should get first dibs.
And right. That's why they got to listen on Monday and get the code. Like a tweet can just go out to anybody.
Yeah, good point.
A Facebook post can go out to anybody.
Okay.
Like, if you listen and you subscribe, you should get the code on Monday.
Love it. Okay.
And then there is going to be, because he was trying to do the package.
Coach, you drew a square and there's nothing in it.
No, that's the hotel block.
Okay.
That's the hotel block of rooms. That's my square.
Okay.
So it's going to be a per night, you know, the fee for the hotel. And he was trying to combine it all together because there's going to be a little bit of an upcharge to get into the events where the happy hour, the brunch, the this, the that.
What's upcharge?
That's up dog.
That's you up get dog. It?
What's
up, charge?
Okay. Anyway, the hotel
what's up, charge?
The hotel could not do that together, so he is trying to figure out how to charge people for that to get into the happy hour, the meet, the podcast, the all that, and
the
get their lanyard.
Game watching,
all that.
Hotel.
So there you go. That's it. So okay. Monday, I mean, it's looking like Monday.
Come
Monday.
On, guys. Come
but
on.
That means you can book your flights for that weekend.
Oh, Luke. Snap. This place is dope.
Oh, it is. It's awesome.
Huge sports
dude, book. Dude. And here's something I was trying to get. I don't know what's going to happen, but I was trying to get us on the magic show. Because they have a magic show there with a magician.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to get us in it?
I was trying to get us in it so we're like that he can make us disappear.
How were you doing that?
I was talking to the boss. You want to disappear.
Did you get us in? I think he cut my nuts off.
Hey, what are you doing with that saw?
Looking at the sports book, it is epic. There's TVs as far as the eyes can see.
Yeah. Legit.
Hmm. So Monday.
Oh, Monday. It has a view of a golf course and the strip.
A view? Why are we not playing the golf course? Can we get the whole course for the day for everyone?
Yeah, it'll be like 30 degrees outside.
It's going to be that cold?
In Vegas? Have you ever been to Vegas?
Yeah, coach. It's hot as shit.
Yeah, not in the...
we not, hit that, coach. I'm
not
sorry.
In the winter. Not in the winter. Not in the winter. It's not.
Guys, this is huge news.
So, yes, Monday. So you can book your flights. It really seems like it's happening.
What about all the other notes that you wrote? Girl, what does that mean?
Hey, we confirmed it.
Girls are welcome. Male and female are welcome at this Sore Losers event. It's going down.
What about Chick-fil-A? What was that?
That was just what my wife wanted for lunch today.
Got it.
Also, have we confirmed the dates?
Yeah, it's MLK Day weekend.
So it is? 100%.
100%.
All right, there you go, boys. You heard it first. Let's go.
You can book your flights. The hotel code will come on Monday, also along with how you paid to go to the Sore Losers event.
Also, no guns allowed.
Yeah, no guns allowed.
Thank you.
Ray, you got to leave your arms at home. I
got broads in Atlanta. Guys, looking at the views, Westgate is pretty sick. Never stayed at a place with this kind of a view of the entire strip. So it's a tad out, right?
Yeah, it's at the other end of the strip.
By the stratosphere.
I love it, because then you can actually see the whole lay of the land.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, question. You think they can get us into the UFC Apex?
I don't know if they can bring all 500 of us Sore Losers into the Apex.
We could try. We'll ask Dana. You're connected with them, right?
I mean, I got people that...
Just tell them, look, all you have to say is, hey, we got a few friends coming into town. Can we go see a fight at the Apex?
Hey, and also, this place has a... You know that Trump Hotel doesn't have slots.
Coach.
Does this place have a floor for blackjack roulette?
Oh, it's got everything.
Oh, coach, you kidding got me? Everything. You kidding me?
I just saw the sports book. I didn't see anything else.
I called them. They got the wheel with the dollars on them. That's where you're going to find me, motherfuckers.
All right, Bae's going to book. I need to tell her. Oh, we got to wait, though, right?
No, you can book.
Oh, I thought so. There's no code.
No, you can't book the hotel room.
No, the flights.
But there's no flight codes for.
Yeah. Do Southwest and just
type in Sore Losers.
Take them to Aruba.
Take them to Vegas.
Take them to Vegas.
Yeah. That's huge.
No. Hey, if you're going to do American Airlines, that's sports penis. Code sports penis.
Hey, you think we get 100 peeps?
We need 100. At least.
We're not going to have 100 people.
We need 100.
We're not going to have 100. We waited too long. I told you 30 people there.
Well, then I ain't going.
No. We didn't wait too long. You know what it is? Perfect Christmas gift. Stocking stuffers.
Oh! Coach, that is a great Christmas gift.
Hey, it's all these wives. They're like, listen, go with the Sore Losers Nation. I want you to be there.
I got the kids.
Mid-January, I got the kids. Go have fun. If you go to the Golden Rhino, just don't take pics. Is the Golden Rhino dudes or chicks?
You're thinking of Thunder Down Under, coach.
Yeah.
I just hope I'm not saying the gay strip club.
Well, you can. It's okay.
No, I'm saying that. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying I hope I'm saying the right one.
I think, Ray, aren't you going to do a tour of that one of the nights?
The what?
You're going to do a little tour where you take a group with you?
Probably not.
Okay.
Lunch is night with the ladies, and you go out to the strip club?
Yeah.
Let's go.
And then you take your group to the Golden Rhino.
Hey, do you think some of these Sore Losers are going to the strip club?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I get...
Is Mo going? That dude lives at a strip club.
I think Bae will let me. We usually have gone in Nashville.
That's you guys go together, right?
Yeah.
My mom and dad used to go every Friday night when they first got married.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Hey, you want to do locks? I mean... Is Locke's gonna go? That means we're.
Yeah, I may have tipped him off and given him the exact dates.
Coach, we gave everyone the exact dates.
Oh, then we're all good.
Yeah, we're good.
I think I gave Chris the exact dates too.
Hey, a lock real quick. I mean, I think the Cowboys definitely. Cowboys plus
2.5.
2.5.
Nice.
I mean, put a dollar on it. Boys, I've been hitting, speaking of put a dollar on it, I've been upping my bets to $5. I am hitting college basketball like no other.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Making money on overs, unders. Freaking, I'm taking all these, the top 25 teams and picking the underdog on those. And, I mean, a lot of these teams aren't hitting their line. So, your boy's making cash over
here.
That's
what I'd like to hear. I want to make you some cash this weekend.
What you got?
I mean, listen. There's this guy by the name of Kirk Cousins.
Never heard of him.
Plays for the Minnesota Vikings. The Green Bay Packers are coming to town. Look, I like the Green Bay Packers. I think their defense is legit.
By stocking them.
$300, man.
But I'm selling that stock, and I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings plus two and a half at home. Give me the Vikings, and you can take it to the bank.
Big Dalvin Cook guy.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm sticking with college football. I'm hitting about 90%, so just go ahead and lock this one up.
90. Okay.
It's a big one. Michigan State, Ohio State, 11 a.m.
Oh, I wouldn't touch that.
You better get up early. Michigan State, they get 19.5, baby. You lay those down and you never look back. Michigan State, plus 19. Lock it up.
I actually like that one.
Yeah.
They got a great running back, Kenneth Walker III. The likes of Thorne. They got some guy on the outside. Don't even know his name, but he's quick as scat.
That's weird. I mean, that's a lot of points. Is somebody hurt?
I don't know.
No, it's just basically, this is what Vegas does. Purdue pretty much dismantled Michigan State. Score looked closer in the game. Then Ohio State dominated Purdue.
Yeah,
so then
so that's
Vegas
the
flip-flopped it. Okay. Flip-flop it my way. You're probably going to be a tie game.
Yeah, I like plus 19.
I just don't think Michigan State can score with Ohio State, so if their defense can hold them, but if Ohio State scores 35 points, it's gone. I don't, yeah. Michigan State's terrible on offense. I watched them play Michigan. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen.
What was that score? Is that close?
It was like 7-3 in the third quarter. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. It was a crazy fourth, though.
Crazy fourth. But all right. Have a great weekend. Monday, guys. Monday. But you can book your flights now. Why
Monday,
wait?
Monday.
Why wait? Get it now. Let's go. We're going. MLK Day weekend. Have a great day.
Get drunk. Wake up on wasted.
We're going to Vegas, baby.
Let's go.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Man, I can't believe it's on the phone with the hotel.
Hey, guys.
We're going to Vegas.
Hey, Ray. Lunchbox. Love you guys.
Hey, Vegas. Right. Vegas, man.
Hey, I freaking love you guys.
Vegas, dude.
All right.
See you in Vegas, baby.
See you, man. All right. Bye.
Later.
I told you that I never would. I told you get
drunk.
Going to Vegas.
Hey, you know where to find me by that big wheel, boys. I'll be there all night.
Hey, I may get struck by lightning by stepping that sports book.
Coach, they're not gonna. Your picture of your face is gonna be right there.
Your wife called us, said no.